Starting Be'ezras Hashem, Daf Ayin Hey, we'll begin at the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to pick up with a third din of Rabbi Eliezer that is Lekula, right? We had in the last couple of Mishnayos, we had a Bagar Sheshal, so Yud Beis Chodesh. Rabbi Eliezer holds as soon as the Baal provides Mizaynis, then he can be made for the Nadarim, even though they didn't have Nisuin. And we had in the last Mishnah where, so that was, we said Nadarim meets Ksubas, Nadarim meets Yuvamas. Okay, Rabbi Eliezer held that a Shemeres Yavam, even when there's two husbands, can be made for her Nedarim. Now we're going to have a third, we'll call it Kula of Rabbi Eliezer, in regards to Hafara. Okay, back to Nedarim. Nedarim meets Nedarim. Zak the Mishnah. Ha'imer le'ishtai. Kol ha'nedarim she'toduri. So a man tells his wife. Now we did quote this earlier in regards to the Shaila of Rami Bar Chama. Over there we were discussing, can a Baal be made for without hearing Shmia? Now we're really going to address a different Shaila in the Gemara over here. Hamarla Ishtai, but first starts the Mishnah, called Hanadarm Shtaduri Mikan Sha'adcha Avimima Complaini. So the man is now he's trying to pre-Bimakayim any Nadarm before the Nadarm existed. Over there we were saying the Nadarm existed. We were asking about Hafara specifically if he didn't hear about it, but the Nadarm, we're assuming it's at after the point in which the Nadarm existed. Here, Ha'imer le'ishtai kol ha'nadarim she'toduri mikad ancha avim ima complaini. Any Nadarm while I'm away that you make, that you will make in the future, harein kayamin lo'yamar klum. So they are mekoyim, it's, you didn't say anything. Okay? Harein mefirin, what about hafara? So what's the reason for hakama? Why everybody's going to hold. Nobody's arguing there. When it comes to hakama, it says lo'yamar klum. However, harein mefirin, Rabbi Eliezer, Amr Mufar, Bacham, Amr Ene Mufar. So here Rabbi Eliezer holds that it would be Hufar, that the Hafara before the Neder is made would work to be made for the Neder. Okay, now we're going to have to see, the Gemara is going to get into, does the Neder even start or not? Is it start, and is there Hafara? But the point is, we could be pre-Mefer a Neder. You cannot pre-Hekim a Neder. Okay, now what is the Svara? So then we'll get into the difference. We'll get back into the difference after the Svara. So Rabbi Eliezer says the Svara is like this. I'm Rabbi Eliezer. It's a Kal V'chaymer. Im hefer nedarim shabo l'chal iser. If we have the ability to use Hafara to undo a neder, to be mefer a neder, I would say be mefer, right? To wipe away a neder that is shabo l'chal iser. Lo yafer nedarim shaloi bo l'chal iser. So if Hafara is so strong that it can wipe up something that doesn't exist, something that exists as an Isser, that it's already Usser, so for sure, it should be able to be Mefer, something that did not come, L'chal Isser yet. Okay, that's his Kal V'chaymer. If Hafara works to cancel a Neder, so for sure Hafara should work on a Neder that doesn't exist yet. That's his Svar. Amr Lo, the Chum said, 1 second, Hareyu Oimer, Isha Yikimenu V'Isha Yifeirenu. It says, Isha Yikimenu V'Isha Yifeirenu, that Eshe Baal L'chal Hekem, Baal L'chal Hafer, Loi Baal L'chal Hekem, Loi Baal L'chal Hefer, that they go hand in hand. What is what became available to be Mekem, the Hainu, once the Neder was made, and we'll go back and try to understand this, what's the difference between Hafer and Hakama, but let's just first understand the logic. The Chum say they go hand in hand. The Pasuk is saying that only if it came l'chal hakama could the nether be subject to hafara. So eshaloi ba l'chal hekem, if you can't be makim something that doesn't exist, so then loy ba l'chal hefer. Now the Ran, let's again. So we have, when it comes to try to pre-be makim the nether, everybody holds it doesn't work. Okay, and the Ran says it's because the Kal V'chaymer works for hafara and it doesn't work in the reverse. And there's some other ways. The Mefarish has a simpler din adarim shalei bo la'olam eni yachol l'kayim. The Mefarish says that it's lei bo la'olam, and therefore you can't be makayim it. And there's actually a third pshat over here, which is the Rush, who says that it would be like a kiyum b'tais. Why? Because the Baal, there are certain, the Baal can't be making, there are certain nedarim which he may not want to, or he may have a chiv to, or let's say nedarim that he doesn't want the hekem. Maybe we don't yet know what neder she's going to make. What happens if she's going to make a neder that's going to affect him? So he's saying he wants that come up, but maybe he doesn't really. And therefore, it's begeder the rushes of a nidre tois, Okay, and therefore, according to that, that would be the reason why a pre-hakama doesn't work. So we have three different answers. The Ran is basically saying that the whole reason hafara works is a kal v'chomer. You don't have that kal v'chomer when it comes to hakama. The Mefarish saying that it's loy bol chal olam, and then the Rush, who's saying it's begeder of a nether tois. The problem with the Rush, and they discuss this, the Achronim discuss this, well, what happens if you pre-hakama certain nedarim? You said, okay, any nether that she makes that's not in the category of XYZ, so you could avoid the tais issue, so then your svara would go away. But al kopanim, those are the three reasons. Now, also logically, we understand this. I'm not really sure exactly where we find this on the three, but we discussed at the very beginning of Naimu Rasa, that the idea of hakama is that there were two different ways in the Achronim of discussing it. It strengthens the nether or it adds on to the nether. Okay, we asked this in regards to She'ela, right? We wanted to know, could you be Shoyal Behefer if you could be Shoyal Behekim? Why could you be Shoyal Behekim? Or Imtin Salam, you could be Shoyal Behekim because it's adding on to the nether, right? It's just like, it's like a nether. Why is it like a nether? Because it's part B of your nether. That's what that was some of the way we explained some of the lambda. So now it's very simple to understand that there's no havamina that I can be making a nether before. If the nether is only coming to add on to mischazek the nether, so then it makes a lot of sense why you can't be making the nether before the nether exists. The hakama needs to work on top of, it needs to add on to the nether. The nether is not there, so then obviously there's nothing to talk about. Okay, so akopanim we have shitas, but there is a machlekes that's, according to Rabbi Eliezer, has a kal v'chomer, and I'll clue you into the end. Rabbanon say, if you read the Mishnah, if you reread the Mishnah, you'll see that the Rabbanon say, es isha yikamenu isha yiferenu, you have to be makish, I have a hekish. And you could have all the kal v'chomer in the world, but I have a hekish. Okay, so the Rabbanon are basically saying that it's a nice svara, and this is what the Gemara is going to end with, nice svara, however, I have a hekish. So now, specific to this, we want to know, again, Rabbi Lezer holds, you can be pre-mefer a nether, before the nether exists, and Rabbanon hold, you can't. So in Rabbi Lezer, Zakta Gemara, Ibailu, Rabbi Lezer, Mechol Chalin Uvitalin, do we say, and we want to just know technically, how is it working? Do you have a hafara before, and it's a preventative measure, and the nether never starts, or Ibailu, Rabbi Lezer, Mechol Chalin, the nether, you have a chalais nether, Uvitalin. And then it will be batal, meaning what we say is, as soon as the nether is made, the hafara, the pre-hafara, kicks in and is made for the nether. Oidil malay chalon klal. Or is there no chalais nether at all? Now, lemay nafkamina. What would be the nafkamina? So the Gemara says, kigoin da atfis achrina bahadein nidra. Let's say someone else jumped onto this nether, meaning, so someone went ahead and said, va'ani. Okay, so she made a nether of Naziris, the way that the Ran explained. She made a nether of Naziris, and someone goes Va'ani right on top of it. Now, if there's a Chalais nether, we have to discuss a couple things here in the Ran before we move on, and then we'll go really quick until the Mishnah. But we have to discuss a couple things. So, again, someone says Va'ani. Now, if the Hafara works as a preventative measure, and there's never a Chalais nether, so then I amrit Cholin Havya Tfisusa. So if you say, sorry, the other way, that what she made was a real nether, there's a chalais nether, and then the hafara that the husband did before will now kick in and be mevatel the nether. So then you have a hatfasa, you have a tfisusa, you have a base to be tefis the next nether on, right? So a guy is sitting next to the lady, she says, I'm making a nether about Naziris, okay? I mean, and the guy says, Va'ani. Someone says Va'ani. So now he is being matfis onto her nether. So if there's a nether, then great, he can have a hatas on it. But if there's no nether, so i'amrit loy chalin, loy ikam b'shasha. There's nothing, there's no nether there. If it's just in all prevention, there's never a chalais nether in the first place. So then how could you have a hatas? Now, the Ran asked two fundamental questions. First of all, if you remember, we discussed if a person puts a basar zevach shlamim next to another piece of meat and says ze kazeh, we wanted to know, Be'atera kamatfis or be'isura kamatfis, right? Was after the busser shlamim achar zrikas damim is now a piece of mutter kachim, as opposed to before the zrika, it would be like hektish and it would become usser. So is it be'atera kamatfis or be'isura kamatfis? And we said that we didn't know. So the question is over here, even when the person is matfis but the neder. But the nether has a hafara along with it. So then the Ran asks, well, I don't understand. It should be the same shaila. It should be the same shaila. It's the Ran on Ayin Hey Amud Aleph, the big round there. So it should be really be the same shaila. So how are you going ahead and saying there the Gemara says that it's Behatera Kamatfis? Okay, at least it's a shaila. Okay, how over here are we automatically assuming that when the guy is Matfis onto the Neder of Naziris that came with a Hafara, that it should go based on the Isser? So the Rush says that when you said the Va'ani, it's Toichidei Dibur. So you did it before Kabiyachol, before the Hafara kicks in. That's the way the Rush addresses this, and the Rush is actually on base. But the Ran says that no. We understand that there's a major chilek. That when you say Zeh Kazeh, in this piece of Kachim, there's Heter and there's Isser. There's Heter now and there's Isser before. So we want to understand which Kayach are you trying to attach to. But over here, it's clear she's making a nether of Nazirus. And when you said Va'ani, you're obviously not trying to attach to the Afaro, you're trying to attach to the nether. So it's more clear here and he's able to be Mechalik. Okay, so that's one nice shtickle that Ron says. The other Kasha he asks is if you remember when we had eating Te'enim, we discussed and we brought in the Sugya, and we brought it again on Samach Vav, the Mishnah of the when a person zook lazoo lazoo lazoo. Okay, so the question is like this, that why don't we say, and this is fundamental, this is where the Ran just speaks it out. Okay, so if she's making a nether nazirus, and then even if you say that the hatfasa, but if her nether nazirus comes with a hafara, so once the base, the ikker, her nether is mefer, so then we should say, just like zulzu, remember we use the sukkah lights as an example, right? When the first one falls, so then everything else falls. So the Ran says here that's because that's hatara. By hatara, if we're building the nether, the second nether on top of the first one, then if the first one goes away, then the whole thing goes away and nobody has the nether. However, this is hafara. What's the difference? Hatara is works to be eiker in the nether. And just to read the words of the Ran, that he says, second to last line of the Ran, and I'm an ayin hey amud aleph. She oiker haneder meikara hilchach kol shehuter echad mehem igolim milsa shloi haya kan neder me olam uvat la hatfasa de basra avol baal sheina oiker lemafreya ela mikanu laba. So we've spoken this out a lot of times that the hafara works mikanu laba la mafreya, and therefore the hatfasa here would work. Okay, so al kapanim, we'd be remiss not mentioning this Ran over here. And now we can move on to we're going to try to be pushed at the Shiloh. So again, the Shiloh was that we know there's a machlokes from Elazar and the Chachamim. If a Baal is pre-mefer any nedarim that his wife will make, will the hafara? So the Rebbe Elazar holds that it is a hafara. And the question is, how is it working? Is there a chalais neder and then the hafara kicks in to wipe away the nether? Or do we say that there's no, it's a completely preventative measure and there is no nether at all? It's hafara, and because you have hafara there, okay, it's like, for instance, if you had a fire and you poured water before, the fire would never start, never come there, right? So the nether does not, there's no chalais nether.
That would be more like hafara than hafara.
Why?
Hafara works in kind of a lot, not Lama.
Yeah, this is not Lamafreya. What we're saying is, because you have a hafara there, do we say that the nether can never start? There's never a chalais nether. Or do we say that there's a chalais nether and then the hafara kicks in? Okay, so now Tashima, third line down, Ayin Hamid Beis, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, so let's just look at the Lashon, and the Ran actually says it's not really the Lashon of our Mishnah. It looks like the Lashon of our Mishnah, it's the logic of our Mishnah. But Amar Rabbi Eliezer, okay, Im Hafer Nedarm Sheba'u Lechlal Iser. Okay, good. So we said, if you're a mefer nedarim that come into a klal iser, lo yafer nedarim, right? So what was the kal v'chaimer? If hafara works to be mefer nedarim that were ba'u l'chal iser, lo yafer nedarim, sheloi ba'u l'chal iser, kal v'chaimer, it should be able to be, hafara should work on nedarim that were loy ba'u l'chal iser. So we see, how is the hafara working this pre-hafara, according to Rabbi Eliezer? It's loy ba'u l'chal iser. It doesn't come to iser. Shema mina loy chalin. So we see there's no chalis at all because we said it's loy ba'u l'chal iser. To which the Gemara says, no, one second. Mi katani she'in ba'in. We didn't say that it doesn't come into iser. What we're saying is the hafara should work ahead of time because then there is no neder yet. But maybe there still will be a neder. She'in ba'in sheloy ba'u katani. Da'in loy ba'u. It's true that they did not yet come into cloud nether. And as the Ran explains, what we're trying to explain over here, if Zvafiluachi Ema Ika Kalvachimer, Dimafarma Vatel Sadarm Shabal Khal Isr Valoy Haisafari Imahem. The Chiddush isn't that it's first and that there's no chalais. Maybe there really is a chalais. And if you look, it's The Ran says that the way it's working, the Kal V'chomer is that if Hafara works to be mefer a neder that was a regular neder, that was an Isser Dika neder, and you could introduce a Hafara afterwards, then for sure a neder that comes with a Hafara, yes, the neder, we're trying to say there is a Chalais neder, but the neder comes with Hafara. It's like it comes along with side, like that extra free sample you get. It comes with Hafara, so for sure, again, if a Hafara can then come randomly and attach itself to a neder that is Be'isser, so for sure if the neder comes with a Hafara existing, that we could just, right, pop the safety glass and bring the Hafara in. And that's the Kal V'chomer. That the fact that it's bundled together, he says, Mevatelas, Nedarim Shabbat L'Chal Isser, but like Hosaha Fara imahim, kol shekein sheyafir nedarim shenoldu b'mumin imahim is the lashon he used. That the neder has a mum, dahainu a hafara, together with it. And maybe really there is a chalais neder. Again, so it could be there is a chalais neder, and then the hafara pops in afterwards. Tashima. Let's look at the next raya. Amar lehen Rabbi Elazar. Uma, another kal v'chomer. Amar lehen Rabbi Elazar. Uma b'makom she'ein mefer nidrei atzmai. So, if in a situation where a person can't be made for his own nidarim, meaning a regular person can't be made for his own, a regular man can't be made for his own nidarim, misha nadar, made for nidrei atzmai, achelo yidar. So now that is hatara, but if you remember, we discussed the idea of hatara sadarim way back when. So we said, right, a regular guy can't make a person can't make a nether, and then afterwards be made for his own nether. But a person is able, yamayr adam barash hashanah, or Yom Kippur, like we have called Nidre, right? And get up and say, any Nidarim that I will make in the future, okay, should be, now here it's Hatara, but it's the concept here that we see that a person, and this is Rabbi Lazar's Svara, as another Kal V'chomer, as to why a Pre-Hafara should work, is because a Pre-Hatara works. So, a regular guy can't be made for his own nedarim. He makes a neder, can't be made for it. Yet, made for nedrei atzmai ad shelo yidar. He could be made for it before. How? Yamin under Barash Hashanah and say, any nedarim I'm going to make this year. So, makom she made for nedrei ishtai misha tidar. If a man can be made for his wife's neder, now look at the wording. Ein oidin she yafer nedrei ishtai ad shelo tidar. So, we see that a person should be, if a person can be made for his own nedarim before they exist, and he can't be made for his own nedarim after, his wife, who he can be made for after, for sure he should be able to be made for before. And adin sheyafer nidrei ishtai achelai tidar, my love. So don't we say de ishtai dumyo delay? So okay, we should say that the nedarim, when it comes to a man and a wife, should work the exact same way. Mah hu. So we said there's a hatara, there's no chalais neder at all, meaning the hatara before that he makes on Rosh Hashanah, he gets up to say kol nidre, he's being matra the nadar before, that's going to prevent a neder from ever being chal. So too, when it comes to his wife, a man, says Rabbi Lazar, should be able to make a neder before it's chal. But what do we see from here? We see it said that the way it's working by the man is that the neder is not chal. And we're comparing the man to the woman. And if by the man it's not chal, meaning if the man, when he has an ability to make sure that he's not going to have a neder, how? By pre-hataring is neder. So we're saying there's no chalais neder. So by a woman, if the guy, according to Rabbi Lazar, is pre-hafaring it, it should also mean no chalais neder. So the Gemara answers no. Men and women are different. You can't compare the two. Meaning, as you understand this, that again, we said one was Hatara. But the reason why, and the Ran speaks this out, the reason why, when it comes to the man, we're going to say that him standing up on Rosh Hashanah to be Matir the Nether before it ever comes into existence, we're going to say that there's never a Nether that comes into existence, is because it's Begeder Nether Tois. He got up and he said, I know I don't want to make any nidarim. I want them all to be pre-mafered. I don't want to make any nidarim. Then when he gets up, he makes a nether, so it's like a nether toys. So we understand when it comes to something, it was a toys, totally, right? So we could say that there's never a chalais nether. But by an isha, it's not nether toys. Like we said, the Ran says, it's mikanu laba. The woman's nether is a good nether until the Baal decides he wants it. Once he hears about it, he says, I no longer want it. I don't want that nether. She, let's put it this way, right? And we've had this svara before, that when she's making a nether, she knows, she does it al das baila. She knows that there's a chance it'll become mefer. She's always doing, but until that point, she has to keep the nether. It's a real neder, so it's different over there by neder tois. I'm willing to say, Rabbi Elazar is willing to say, the guy, when he gets up, he makes the declaration before saying, I don't want any darm. When he now goes and makes the neder, it's together neder tois. If it's a neder tois, so we understand that there's no chalais neder. The neder never comes into effect. But over here, where it's working together, it's working together hafara, that's how the woman's working. So again, there is a neder. Maybe there's a chalais neder, even though you had a pre-hafara, but maybe there is a chalais neder, and then kicks in the hafara. Okay, let's try the next raya. Tashima. Amru lo le Rebbe Elazar. So the chacham come back to Rebbe Elazar. Again, Rebbe Elazar held kal v'chaymer that you can be made for a neder, you can be made for a neder before it's made. He used the kal v'chaymer, and the Rabbanon held that no. You can't be made for another before it's made. Tashim Amar Le Rabbi Elazar, Uma Mikvah. Let's compare it to Mikvah Shemala Eshat Tameim. Me too, my son. How does a Mikvah work? You're a person's Tamei. You go into the Mikvah, you become Tar. Ein Matzal Tarim Le Tamei. So according to this Girsa, we're going to stop it right here. There's three Girsas. That's what takes up most of the round and I involve them in Aleph. There's three Girsas in how to read this. For our purposes, we'll skip the next two lines. The point is, ma mikvah shemales hatmei mitumasam ein matzal tairim militame. That a mikvah only works after a person's tummy. He can go to the mikvah and become tar. You can't go into the mikvah and expect it. And the words of the Ran on Amal Alpha is, amr le mikvah yechiyach she'ena matzal amalafim v'loyavay toivah leklal tumah. So just like you can't go into the mikvah and as a preventative measure, then this is what the chachamim are tining to Rebbe Elazar. No, you're wrong. You're trying to bring a kal v'chaymer, but technically it doesn't work. Because we see when it comes to tumah and tara and a mikvah, again, Rebbe Elazar hold, you can do the hafara before, and that will prevent, and that's what we want for our shayla over here, the Rebbe Elazar says that will prevent the neder from ever being chal. The Rabbanan say, no, we see it doesn't work that way. Just because you have the ability to be mefer, that's like the ability to go into a mikvah after your tummy. But going to a mikvah before your tummy doesn't prevent the tumma from coming. That is the Rabbanan's taina back to Rebbe Elazar. So we see, based on what the taina answering the Rabbanan are coming back to Rebbe Elazar, we see that there's no chalais at all. If you look at the case of mikvah, right, where we're trying to say, how you write, and I'm reading the words of the Ran, Shema Milo Chaylin, okay, which is, again, if we skip two lines, Shema Milo Chaylin. So we see the Nether has no Chalais at all, and the Ran on Amad Aleph says, Amru Loi Mikvah Yechir She'enim Matzel, Almo Lefum Kal V'chaymer De'Rebbe Elazar, how you write LeMikvah She'yatzel, that the Mikvah would have been able to say, V'lo Yavoy Toivah LeKlal Tumah. Okay, so again, we see from the response of the Rabbanon saying that, no, that if you're right, that Hafara should work before the nether is made, so too, going into a mikvah should help prevent tumah from ever coming. So if it's prevent tumah from ever coming, it's prevent the nether from ever being chal. So we see that according to Rabbi Elazar, the pre-hafara, before the nether, will prevent it from being chal. So the Gemara says, well, one second, Ema Seifa, let's look at the next case. In that exact case, we're going to go right into Ayin Vav and finish Ayin Vav, Mirtz Hashem. Ema Seifa, let's look at the Seifa case. Amru Loi, the Chachamim said, another taina back to Rabbi Elazar. Amru Loi, Rabbi Elazar, in Madbilin Kli Tamei Litahar, that, again, had Tomatara, you're being toivo like Kli Tamei to make it tar, Yadbilu Kli Licheshe Yitamei Litahar. Right, and that doesn't work. You can't go ahead and try to prevent, and it's not prevent here. What do we say? What's the word? This is the key point. We're answering the shayla. No, it's not pretend. Licheshe yitame. So it's the Rabbanan are going back to Rabbi Elazar saying it doesn't help to dip a keli in the mikvah before it's tame, so that after it becomes tame, it will become tar. So here we see that we're answering, you were answering on the reisha, the Rabbanon were trying to tie it back to Rabbi Elazar from mikvah, that it can't prevent tumah from coming. And in the seifa, we're saying, we have a raya that according to Rabbi Elazar, it's going to prevent the chalais neder. But in the seifa, we're saying that no, the Rabbanon are tying to Rabbi Elazar, the same tina, they're trying to ask Akasha on the kal v'chaymer of Rebbe Elazar, but they're saying that how should it work? You can't say that after a kli becomes tameh by dipping it in the mikvah, then after it becomes tameh, that the tumah goes away. So we see there is a chalais tumah. So two over here, there is a chalais neder. So we have the reisha and the seifa. From the reisha, it seems like there's no chalais neder, just like it's preventative, where there's no chalais tumah. And in the seifa, the case of kli, there is a chalais neder, just like there is a chalais tumah, because we're saying lichesh yitameh, after it becomes tameh. pre-dipping it in the mikvah should help that after it becomes tamei, to be mitzahir it afterwards. So we see it does become tamei. So we have a raya both ways. And how do we understand this? Amri Rabbanon, loikaimu lohim b'tamei de Rabbi Elazar. And in fact, the Rabbanon didn't know the underlying logic of Rabbi Elazar. They didn't understand which way. Ba'achi kamerle, they were coming to tell Rabbi Elazar, mimanav shach, whether you say there is a chalais or there's not a chalais, either way, ba'achi kamerle, my svirilach, is svirilach, dechailin uvetailin. So if, again, the Rabbanon hold, the Rabbi Elazar holds that being mefer a nether before the nether ever exists, works, but the Rabbanon didn't know, they didn't understand when they were coming to ask Rabbi Elazar, to ask, you'd have to understand. So they didn't understand in Rabbi Elazar, are you saying this exactly our shaila? Are you saying that there's a chalais neder and then the hafara undoes it immediately, the hafara that was done before? Or are you saying there's never a chalais neder? So the Rabbanon asked it both ways. So if you say that the neder is chal, meaning when the Baal makes a hafara before his wife ever makes the neder, and the hafara according to Rabbi Elazar works, so the Rabbanon were coming to ask on Rabbi Elazar, and from an example, if you tell me that the neder, there is a chalais neder, and then the hafara kicks in, right afterwards, the hafara that you did before will now kick in. So then we could ask you from Kli. Because we see when it comes to being Matara Kalim, you can't dip it in the mikvah before, you can't be Matara Kali expecting that when it becomes Tameh, the Tara dipping in the mikvah before will undo the Tumah. It has to happen in the proper order. So too, the Rabbanon are coming to Rabbi Elazar saying that no, even if there's a Chalais Neder, the hafara has to be after the nether, has to be in the proper order. And we see that from the Seifa. Or we could say, Eloi, okay, Svirilach de Chaylin, Tavi Mikvah Tiyuftach. And if you hold that there's never a Chalais nether, that's the way it's working, it's completely preventative, that the Hafara before prevents the nether from ever coming, then I could also ask you Akasha from Mikvah. Okay, going in the Mikvah, dipping in the Mikvah is not going to prevent Tuma from ever coming. It's a very similar Raya, but it's just a question we're going to. The raya or the kasha that the chamim have on Rabbi Elazar, on the kabbalah chamim Rabbi Elazar, we needed to address both of these. If there is a chalais nether or not a chalais nether. If there is a chalais tuma or not a chalais tuma, that's how we compared the cases. Tashma. And here we're going to bring a raya and we're going to be pushed at our shayla. Tashma, Amalam Rabbi Elazar. So Rabbi Elazar says, Umazraim timeim, if you have zraim, seeds that are tame, kivan shezoram bekarka tahirim. Right, if you replant them, as soon as they take root, you replant them in the karka, they become tahar. Zroyim va'oimdim, like kol shekein. So if you have seeds that are oimdim, zroyim va'oimdim, that never got detached, for sure are going to be tahar. So what do we see from here? Shmamina loy chaylin. So we see, again, they're in a matziv where devadai bezroyim temeim, says the Ran, hachi dainin shaloy tachol bahem tuma. When we have Zroyim that are Tamei, we don't say Di Chayla, but my Paka. Because, again, we see here that when you replant seeds, it goes away. How's it going away? Elamai, it doesn't make any sense. How is it going away? Again, that when it comes to Zroyim Tmeim, so how do we say Shalei Tachol that there shouldn't be any Tumah? Meaning, I understand when you replant it, you took a zraim that was tummy and you replanted it in the ground. So the replanting is what's paka the tuma. But when you have them zraim behind them, the fact that tuma can't ever come, there's no action to be paka the tuma. So it must be the tuma never comes. If you have saplings, right, seeds that are originally in the ground, so when we're saying they don't become tummy, it doesn't mean that, well, they're constantly planted, so it's tahar, and it comes tummy, you make it tummy, and then it becomes tahar automatically. How would it become tahar automatically? You're not replanting them, they're already existing in the ground. LMI, we see that a preventative measure prevents it from ever occurring, so we see shmamina, we say loy chaylin. So again, Rabbi Elazar in our Mishnah says, and we were pushing the shayla. Rabbi Elazar in our Mishnah says that if a man is made for all the nedarim of his wife before she ever makes them, the hafara is effective. The Rabbanon argue, they say it's not. We'll discuss the Rabbanon in a moment over here. But the Rabbanon, mikal v'chaymer, because if a Baal has the ability to be made for nedarim that are ready, it's an existing thing, and the hafara could work. Kal v'chaymer, that if I do the hafara before, that it can be made for the Nadarm. And the Gemara wanted to know, how is it made for the Nadarm? Does it mean that the Nadarm are Chal, and then it is a Hafara? Or do we say, and the Gemara has pleasured it, that no, it doesn't work like that, that rather, it's a preventative measure, and the Nether will never come into effect. Okay, that there was never a chalais nether. We said what was the nafkamina in regards to if a person tried to be matfis on that nether. If her nether was the form of a naziris and somebody else said vani, so if there's a chalais nether, then that other person will be a nether. Yeah, hers will be mefer. But if there's no chalais nether, then the other person won't be a nazir. There's no chalais nether, and we're pushed according to Rabbi Eliezer that there is no chalais nether. Now, v'rabbanon. So the Gemara wants to know v'rabbanon lo darshi kal v'chaymer. Lamaisa, Rabbi Lozar had a good time. He had a kavuchaymer. The Rabbanon don't hold of this. Now, of course, they hold of kavuchaymer. That's not what the Gemara is asking. They don't hold of a kavuchaymer mimashachal amashaloichal. This sort of form of kavuchaymer they don't hold of. Frak the Gemara, what do you mean? If we look, Vatanya, Yachol Yimkar Adam as Bitoi Kishehi Nara, okay, that you might think a man, a father, is allowed to sell his daughter as a Ama Evria when she's a Naira. Okay, Amrit, no, you can't. Why? Kal v'chaymer. Mechura kvar. We know that if a father sells his daughter to be an Amma Avriya, at what point does she go out? Once she has simonim, dahainu, once she becomes a naira. So now, mechura kvar, yoytzos. So we see that if she's already sold, she's sold as an Amma Avriya, then as soon as she has simonim, she's going to be yoytza, ena mechura in adin shalei timkor. So we see kal v'chaymer, the father can't sell her because she already has the p'tur there. So we see the p'tur, just like the hafara before the nether. If you have the p'tur before, so it potters it up. So too, we should say, meaning that what's yaitza her from being an Amma Avriya is simanim. She already has the p'tur there. Okay, so we see clearly, and the Rabbanon agree to this, that the father can't sell her because she's already potter. So we see that if the conditions for p'tur exist before the situation, dahainu, before she gets sold in, that it would be pre-pater her. So too over here, that a hafara should work before the nether. So the Gemara says like this, in Ba'ami Darsha Kav HaChaymer. And really, we alluded to this in the Mishnah when we read it. Really, there is a Kav HaChaymer. It's a good logic. That's not the question. Vishani Hacha Da Amar Kra Isha Yikimenu V'Isha Yifeirenu. As the Rabbanon answered in the Mishnah. You can have all the logic in the world, but at the end of the day, it's a hekish. And therefore, we explained three reasons why there's no havamina to think that you could be pre-make him a nether. Also, we discussed that logically, right? It makes that hakama adds on to a nether. So you can't do a hakama if the nether doesn't exist at all. Okay? And therefore, since you can't have a hakama before the nether exists, so therefore it's a hekish. As shebala klal hekem balachal hefer, shebala klal hekem loy balachal hefer. Okay, so now the Ran here asks a very good question. He says, well, if so, if that's the point, why were the Rabbanon arguing, right? Remember in the mikvah, the Rabbanon were coming back trying to taina that, oh, it shouldn't work over here. Right? Why were they bothering? Why were they tainaing it shouldn't work? It means, right? It shouldn't, mikvah, Caleb, right? Oh, no, if you are, Rabbi Lazar are right, then by mikvah it should be XYZ. Well, why did they have to answer? No, the answer is very good. Rabbi Elazar, you're right. Logically, the Kal V'Chaymer does make sense. However, a Kal V'Chaymer is not going to overpower a Hekish. That's what we should have answered. And the Ran says, because by mikvah also, really what we're bringing from mikvah is not the technical analysis of why it shouldn't work according to Rabbi Elazar, but it's exactly what was going on. That mikvah also could have a Kal V'Chaymer, yet there's a Hekish that says, sorry, we don't have Tahara until there's a tahoma. So too, that's exactly what the Rabbanon were responding to Rabbi Lazar. That you're right logically, but don't think that your Kal V'Chaymer is going to be Yitzin and Kal V'Hekish. Sorry, the Hekish is still going to be the stronger one, and we cannot say that there's a pre-Hafara, even though you have the Kal V'Chaymer, you have all the logic in the world to say it, but still there's a Hekish, just like by Mikvah, it's the exact same thing. Let's go a little bit weiter. We'll just finish the Yamad. So Zuck, the next Mishnah. New concept. Hafaras nedarim kol yoyim. How long do you have to be made for the nether? It's the entire day. Okay? Yesh badaver lahakol ulahachmer. Okay? That it could work lahakol ulahachmer. Now, this isn't a real hakol ulahachmer. What we're saying is depending on what time the nether is made, you have the entire day. So if the nether is made very early in the day, then the husband has a long time to be made for it. If it's made very late in the day, he has a very short time to be made for it. Now, Ketzad Nodra B'Leilei Shabbos. Let's say Friday night she makes the nether. So Yafer B'Leilei Shabbos Uviyayim HaShabbos Asher Techshach. So he can now be made for the nether all the way until right before Asher Techshach. until Shal Shudas time, right? Until it gets dark on Shabbos. So that's what we mean. Lahakel, yes, a long time, from Friday night all the way to Shal Shudas time. Nadra im chashecha, if she makes the neder mamish and mincha time Shabbos, im chashecha, mefer ad shaloi techshach, he can only be mefer ad shaloi techshach she im chashcha, if it becomes dark, v'loi hafer, en yachal hafer. Okay, what we're saying is that according to this Tana, the zman is, what do we mean, lahakel lahafer? Can mean a long time or a short time, depending on when the neder is made. Okay, the husband here, or actually really when the husband hears about the nether is really more technically correct, right? He has to be shema, the nether can be made 3 months before. It's when he hears about it. So if he hears about the nether Friday night, he's got all the way until shetech shach on Shabbos. Okay, now the Ron jumps on, why did we bring an example of Shabbos over here? And Sunday night, fix it after Sunday night, so then until the end of Shkia on Sunday. So the Chiddush, the Ron says, the reason why we bring this in is because we want to highlight the fact that you can be made for Nedarim. It's a Rebusa that you can be made for Nedarim on Shabbos. Okay? Milsa agav orcha kamashvon demefir Nedarim b'Shabbos v'achal pishein l'tzarech ha-Shabbos. Even though they're not l'tzarech ha-Shabbos, which we will discuss in the future sugyas. Okay? And there are those that say, another that we wanted to specifically bring in Shabbos. Another answer is you specifically wanted to bring in Shabbos because Shabbos is something called Tosefes Shabbos. So you might think, okay, on a regular day it's Asher Teshach, but on Shabbos I have Tosefes Shabbos. So Shabbos should go longer, right? It's 72, 96, whatever it is that it should be right within that. So you might think that you can be made for the Nedarim, it's still together Shabbos. Kamash Malah, know that we bring an example of Shabbos to specifically say it's also Asher Teshach, even Nedarim. On Shabbos you only have Asher Teshach, you do not get the extra Zman Hafara. Now, before we go to the Gemara, I just want to bring in one. There's one fun shaila that Rabbi Kiva Eger brings down. He brings in a shita that says that if you're noider bein hashmashas, then really the shmiya is bein hashmashas. She makes a nether, and the shmiya is bein hashmashas. He hears about it. The Baal hears about it bein hashmashas. That he would not be able. This nether would not be subject to hafara at all. Why? Because it could be the second he hears about it, he heard about it during the day, and a second later is exactly, since the whole Zman bein hashmashas, we don't exactly know where it turns. So it could be, right, it's Asher Teshach. So now you're right in between, and it could be that he hears it, and then like 1 second later, before he has a chance to be made for it, that he brings down that there is a tzad to say that. But the Rebbe Kiva Eger is Deichen, and he says, since on the day of the Shmiya, that there's a principle here, that he was unable practically to be made for the nether, it's not considered a Yom Shmiya. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch says that if the Baal hears, for instance, and he brings down the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch says that if the Baal hears and he doesn't know that he has bechaycha to be made for it, or he's not sure if this is a neder, right? Lo yada, I'm having neder inu nefesh. Okay, meaning if it's a neder of inu nefesh that he will be made for. So again, he doesn't, for whatever reason, he's not 100% sure that he's going to be able to made for it. So then we say that the day that he becomes aware that he can be made for this neder, that's considered as yom shmiya, even though he technically heard about it before, and therefore, so he's going to argue on this. Now it comes out. Okay, and he says, however, very interesting din, he says that, however, you have to be made for the nether immediately. You can't wait, because if you wait long enough for the hafara, then technically you could have been made for it. If you wait 30 seconds, he hears the nether, and he's not made for it within the split second, so then it could be right now that you have a problem. He heard the nether when he had time to be made for it. It was a yom shmiya, and you're right back into the same boat. Right? Because he had time. Again, what did Rabbi Kiva Eger's Chiddush was that if you didn't have time to be made for it, so it's not considered Yom Shmiya. But if you waited 30 seconds, you had time to be made for it, you have time to say made for Lachi, so it is the Yom Shmiya. And now again, you're Vayter in the same issue during Bein HaShmashas that maybe it's no longer Bein HaShmashas. So he goes through, he gets into the sugya of Svek Sveka and Davar Sheish HaMatirin, but what comes out very interesting, and he has a very sharp lashon at the end here, based on this shaila, that it turns out that, let's say, Matze Yontif, Bein HaShmashas, that a person is not allowed to be Madlik Ner, can't light a candle or cook something, Bein HaShmashas Shal Matze Yontif, right? You're allowed to light, but it's only the Tzarech Yontif. Why? Because, based on this, that you have to be Cheshish, that the Malacha you're doing right now, and 30 seconds later, it turns into Chol, and now you're making for Yantif, Lachol. And therefore he says, and he says at the end, he says at the end of his Lashon, it's a Pella, Ech Hinichua Peskim, Milash Mi Enu, a Chiddush Gadol Kazeh. He says that Rabbi Kiyar says a pella that nobody raises this as an issue. But based on this idea of Afara over here, based on his, so he is being more mako by when it comes to Afara, that he's saying that if there's not Lamaisa's man, if he doesn't wait kidei shmiya kidei hafara, that he could be made for it because it's not a yom shmiya, but based on the fact but he has a qualification. If you wait long enough, where it is definitely considered a yom shmiya, you had long enough time, then you might have a problem. And so we learn a din in regards to Shabbos Yontif. Ask your local Orthodox rabbi as far as a paskins. But I saw it right then. I thought it was very nice. Okay, let's go. Very quickly to the Gemara. The Gemara says, so again, our Mishnah says that Afaras Nedarim is the whole day until it's Shetachtach. Tanya, we're going to bring a bright. So Afaras Nedarim call a Yad, Rabbi Yasi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Amrume Ace La Ace. That they say you have 24 hours. It's not the day, right? If you read our Mishnah, you hear it at night, you have the whole day until the next Shetachtach. Okay, but rather it is Afaras Nedarim call a Yad, Rabbi Yasi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Kol Me Ace La Ace. You have 24 hours. My time in Tanakama. What's the reason why the Tanakama says it's Kol Hayoim? Because Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Biyoim Shama'oi. The day you hear about it. So it's that day, not 24 hours. Okay, Rabbanan. The other Rabbanan, meaning Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, why do they hold you have Meis Leis 24 hours? Mai Tamayu, Dichsiv, Mi Yoim El Yoim. Which sounds like 24-hour period. Yoim El Yoim. Now, Latana Kama, Huxiv, Mi Yoim El Yoim. What are you going to now each have to reckon with the other's possum? What are you going to do with Mi Yoim El Yoim? Itzrich. If I would have just said biyam, I need it. Because if it would have just said biyam shamay, have a mina be a mama in belel the loy. So I would have thought it said biyam shamay, that you could only hear, can only be made for nedarim during daytime. Okay, so therefore, custom miyam ayam to tell me no, that it's miyam ayam that you get the full day, miyam ayam from the beginning of the day, technical halachic day, which is the nighttime, through the end of the day. Man number miyam ayam. Huck said biyam shamay. What's he going to do? The pasuk says biyam shamay. So he says it's trich. I need the pasuk biyam shamay. The ik said miyam ayam. If I would have just had miyam ayam, have I mean I would have thought mechad b'shaba lechad b'shaba. I would have thought, you know what miyam ayam means? From Sunday to Sunday, the husband gets a week. Okay, come lay for law, ksib yam shamai, and therefore, no, it's limited to the day. Amar Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Rav Shimon ben Levi, ein halacha ka'etz ha'zog. The halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, meaning, and it's really with the understanding we've been discussing with so far, we're getting near the end of Nayar Murasa, of a parak, has been one of the longer parakim that we've had. Okay, and we've gone with the assumption that he has the day, that's the assumption, because at the end, everything led us there because that's what the halacha is. Halacha is it's the day, it's not a 24-hour period. Levi Savar Lemevet Uvdakani Tanai, he wanted to go, like, that you have Me'etz Leis, he wanted to go to Kula. Amar Le Rav said, Hachi Amar Chavivai, my uncle, Rav Chia, Chavivai. Okay, he said, Ein halacha, he says, the halacha is not to come, but rather the halacha is like the Tanakama and the Tana Bar Mishnah, that you only have that day. One last, and the way that the Ran ties us in is, since we brought down Chia, Rav's uncle, Rav invoked his uncle. So a couple other stories, or a story in regards to Chia, was Chia held, if you remember, going back, all the way back to discussing, right, we discussed Charata, this idea of Charata. There were really four categories, but there's Charata and Pesach. There's two different ways to matter nether, either by Charata, which there's varying degrees of Charata. We said the base level of Charata, meaning just saying I can't do it anymore, doesn't work. We said that there's a standard Charata, which is that I got upset. I did it when I was angry. That is a charata. Versus a pesach is there was something structurally deficient with the nether. So much so that the Ran had to ask, well, it's like a nether betais. What's the difference between a pesach and a nether betais, right? But the point is, so it's much harder to find something structurally deficient in the nether, meaning that you were missing information when you made the nether versus that you just weren't in the right frame of mind. That's charata. So the point that we're coming to say is chia barav shadi gira ubadik. When someone came to Tim to be matur nether, he was doing it while he was playing archery. He was throwing arrows. The point was that because he held, the Rad explains, because he held paischem de charata, it's very easy. The guy can just say, I was upset. Oh yeah, you're upset? Okay, what happened? This guy hit me, that guy hit my car, I had three accidents and says my house burned down. Okay, so okay, I said you were in the right frame of mind. Place on heart, that's very easy. He could do that while he is playing, you know, practicing his bullseye. Shadi Giri is throwing arrows. Okay, Ubadik. Rabba Baravuna Yasif Akaim. Again, similar sort of story that he was also Yasif Akaim. He would stand up, he would sit down, meaning he wasn't hyper focused. He didn't sit, and we'll see the Rabbi Gamliel. And the Gemara is going to bring this later, that we had an error. Rabbi Gamliel, when someone came to him, it was a sugi being mefi yayin. Someone came to him to be mefer to be matir nether. He sat down. He got off of the chamar. He put on a talis. He sat down. He took it very seriously. Why? Because he held that you need to be paiskam be pesach. So paiskam be charata is that he could be walking from here, walking there, taking a stroll, right? The Yasa V'Kaim, he was taking a stroll, and he was able to be Matan Neder. Why? Because he held Pesach B'Charata. So again, we started today, really, for the two Dafer, we had the third Rebbe Eliezer that we, in recent times, Rebbe Eliezer was Mekel, he said you could be pre-made for a Neder. We brought a bunch of Rayas one way or another, okay? We asked the Shaila, when we say that you could be pre-made for, how does it work? Does it mean that the Neder is a Chalais Neder, and it comes packaged along with a free sample of a Hafara, right, that... break the safety glass, okay? That it comes packed along with it, or meaning that as soon as the nether is a chalais nether, and then the hafara kicks in, or do we say that the hafara is a preventative measure, making sure that there is never a nether? We ended up being pushed. Went back and forth. Chama went back and forth. We ended up being pushed. According to Rabbi Lazar, we learned from the case of Zroim, which we said that there's never a chalais nether in the first place, and then we just explain what's the back and forth. Rabbi Lazar, yes, there was a back and forth that Chacham had with Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar had a kal v'chomer. The Chacham said, look, you could have all the logic in the world. You could even find me. And my raya to you is when we go to Tuma, where you have a kal v'chomer, but Tuma that going into the mikvah should prevent the Tuma from coming, but yet it doesn't, it only works afterwards. So we see, and that's also a hekesh. Again, so the Chum say, sorry, there's a hekesh. And there's no tzad to say that you can be making the neder, because one of the ways we explained it, the Ron has his reason, but was that a hakama of a neder strengthens or adds on to the neder, so you can't do that before the neder exists, but the hafara, the hafara, Rebbe Lazar wants to say you can, to which the Chacham say, no, you're makasha too. If there's no hakama, and there's no logic to say that there should be hakama before the nether exists, so for sure you can't have hafara. And then we just discuss this idea of that the nether is, we use the example of Shabbos, we explain why, of Acha Techshach. It's that day, and we say really that Shita's Hanakama, the Rabbanan, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon argue, they hold that you have 24 hours, may ace lace, they each have a pasuk, and each have to deal with the other one's pasuk. Okay, that the mandamar who says that, why do I have miyam el yam? Because you would think otherwise it's biyam shama, they only have the daylight hours. Miyam el yam tells you I have the night hours, and the mandamar who says 24 hours, what does he do with the pasuk biyam shama? Because I would have thought miyam el yam means the entire week. Okay, and then we had the story, we said the halacha is not going to be like the Rabbanan, the halacha is going to be like the Shitas Tanakama or the Stam Mishnah like we have it.